For this episode of Good Deeds, I'm your little elf, Nanette Weiser, and this segment is on holiday helpers, volunteer and give back ideas that you can do from Thanksgiving through the holidays and beyond. You know, giving is good for the soul and our community. So what better way to celebrate the holidays than to share a good deed project with your friends, family, and neighbors? If you go on Facebook, you'll see there are so many Hurricane Family Friendly fundraisers still going on around town. And of course, only $20, just $20, can help a family have a turkey this season. The season seems to bring out the best in people. Volunteerism typically increases 50% during November and December, and approximately one in four adults routinely engage in giving back year-round. Teaching children and teens to be altruistic builds character and future leaders. So why don't you make a giving box out of a coffee can or jar, decorate it together with your family, and throw in spare change? When your giving box is full, decide on where to donate to a charity that matches your family's interests. VolunteerMatch.org is an umbrella website that can help you find an opportunity near your zip code. You can start small, and good deeds start with simple writing a holiday card and baking cookies to deliver to first responders or seniors at nursing homes or even a lonely neighbor. If your family likes to carol or play an instrument, offer to brighten the holidays with a musical performance at a senior recreation center or assisted living. Host a cookie or lemonade sale and give the proceeds to a nonprofit the family researches and chooses together. Although the American Red Cross Holidays for Heroes program deadline was November 12th, you can still brighten a military family's season locally, sending messages of support and thanks to those who serve in Tampa Bay. The Red Cross office at MacDill AFB offers a variety of programs, and they need help with clothing, food, and financial assistance to families in need. You can call the American Red Cross at MacDill Air Force Base, or you can go to CENTCOM Family Center and connect with a military family with needed resources. For the holidays, why don't you ask your children to buy a new toy and donate an unwrapped gift to the Marine Run Toys for Tots boxes around Pinellas County? You can look that up online to find the one closest to you. Donating gently used toys and books and clean clothes and blankets to homeless shelters, St. Vincent de Paul, their Santa shop, and your local church are greatly appreciated this time of year. Daystar Life Center's Toy Drive Donation Drive runs through December 6th, and their Holiday Winter Festival is December 8th. They need new toys for children of all ages and gift cards for teens. Many organizations collect bicycles new and used as well to give to children in need, especially this time of year. Why not refurbish a bike with the family and donate your masterpiece to a local charity such as Pinellas Hope or Free Bikes for Kids Tampa Bay? Is wrapping your superpower? At Park, get involved in their holiday gift program where they collect, wrap, and distribute gifts to more than 500 Park participants. Habitat for Humanity also welcomes help all year round and needs help getting and wrapping gifts for their families in need. Well, you know, there are 53 million people in America relying on charitable food assistance last year. So this is the time to help with food drives, delivering meals, or volunteering to serve meals at a soup kitchen or homeless shelter. Check with Metropolitan Ministries website or social media, Meals on Wheels and Feeding America. You may be asked to pass out food at a holiday meal pickup, serve a warm holiday meal, or deliver boxes of food to those who can't make it to their local pantry. Host a holiday party with the family at home and ask neighbors and friends to bring canned and boxed goods. Then donate those to the food banks. And don't forget about the kind mouse. They're always looking to help. You can also sponsor a family. Many churches, such as Catholic Charities, Lutheran Social Services, Salvation Armies, local stores, and nonprofits offer lists of people who can't afford gifts. You can give them a gift card for a holiday meal. And at Healthy Start Coalition, Pinellas County has a holiday wish program to help adopt one of their families, maybe with children close in age to yours, and help them with their Christmas list. Animals need a little cheer this season more than ever. From Clearwater Marine Aquarium to Seaside Bird Sanctuary, animal rescue organizations and animal shelters are in need. Donate time, money, food, pet supplies, gift cards, or help with the pet foster care program. You can take animals into your home temporarily, such as puppies and kittens, too young for adoption. those recovering from surgery or illness, or senior pets that need to be out of a shelter environment. Check with SPCA Tampa Bay, Pinellas County Animal Shelter, Humane Society, Friends of Strays, Dogs Inc., Pet Pal Animal Shelter, Fluff Animal Rescue, and other fur baby nonprofits. Mother Nature can also use a hand. Keep Pinellas Beautiful and Tampa Bay Watch are just two of the many organizations your family can get involved with, from cleaning beaches and our waterways to creating oyster reefs. Tampa Bay Watch needs help with their oyster shell recycling, special events, and at the Discovery Center. Keep Pinellas Beautiful hosts monthly cleanups. You can adopt a mile and learn more at their holiday open house December 20th. Please go to their websites and check it out. And of course, you can support the local arts by attending a performance as a family, making a donation, or becoming a member. From theater to art, organizations such as Creative Pinellas, St. Petersburg Arts Alliance, and the Warehouse Arts District need your help. On November 30th through December 1st, you can support local artists and makers at Shopapalooza in downtown St. Pete Benoist Park. And that is just a wonderful way to do it. And don't forget about organizations that support arts and education and young musicians in the making, such as Girls Rock, Noisemakers, and Alex Harris's Arts Conservatory for Teens. Make the season merry and bright by giving back with your family. From all of us at Radio St. Pete and Nanette Weiser, your host here, I wish you a happy Thanksgiving. We are grateful for you all.